Okay. Yeah, let's go to the getting organized page first. Just so I think the main thing is not so much to discuss details, but to align thoughts as well as to set up how we will effectively communicate, make sure we don't duplicate each other's work, nor do we leave things sort of let things fall through the crack. And I guess if we can manage that, then will be great. And first of all, I'm also happy, Marcella, I had asked Ali whether he would be able to co-champion this exercise with you, and Ali has gracefully agreed to do so. So now, yeah, now the website team is made up of Marcella Maghetti and Ali Hashemi as co-champions, and the rest of us, like Ken, myself, Tejas, and Shinya Yamida, Yamada, and so on. I mean, the rest of the PSMW and the CIM3 CWE development team will be behind you too also. Okay, they're just like two bullets, I mean four bullets, I mean if you include some bullets under the 3NXY NXY header, the website. So I want to make sure we align thoughts on there, and then I want to bring up the point about Marcella's initial ontology. I would take the ontology as being sort of the way she interprets how things are done, and start incorporating an earlier idea for the Ontolog PSMW virtual panel sessions, for which we had committed ourselves to following the ICOM ontology. ICOM ontology is not about ontologies or ontology engineering. ICOM ontology is about collaboration. So we probably want to follow that ontology where it comes to collaboration, and to extend from it when they are as necessary. But when it comes to the understanding on ontology, Ali has put a lot of thoughts into that subject, as he actually intended to build an ontology-driven website last year, which I believe got veered off to just building a better-looking website as a first stop. And so this is a continuation of that exercise. So we will, after we align our thoughts on what we think the website will be, then we will talk a little bit about what would be the ontology that's under the hood for the website. And essentially, let me state up front, whatever we do on the website will probably end up to be the sustaining structure for the new Ontolog website as well. I don't see content-wise, I mean, the nominal Ontolog content to be very different from Ontology Summit content. Ontology Summit is probably the biggest thing that the Ontolog community does on a sort of year in, year out basis, because I mean it takes up 3 months or at least like a quarter of the year for the Ontolog community anyway. So whatever we put into this website is likely to be what Ontolog is going to adopt. So in a sense, we will try a little bit to accommodate Ontolog activities as well. Although, as I mentioned, they are pretty much quite similar, if not identical. So, looking at the at the 3NXY. The first bullet just captures our last meeting, where essentially we got agreement from Marcella to take on that the responsibility, and that's not a lot of additional information on there. Am I correct, Marcella? Anything else I have captured into the bullet below? So essentially that's it. So the main bullet. First of all, Marcella is taking on the championship. Now we have Ali Hashemi as co-champion as well for the website development work. And we will be doing it on Ontolog PSMW. That is also one of the starting points. And the next starting point is our initial target is to mimic the look and feel of the 2012 public-facing website. That is the pretty-looking website. By mimic, I mean, since we could spend a lot of time evaluating, arguing, assessing what is good look and feel, so to make the exercise palatable and focus our effort in the ontology engineering side of things rather than the look and feel side of things, our initial target is just to make it look like last year. Of course, I mean, we may or may not be able to fully do it, but given to understand that this restriction or this constraint is there just to help us narrow down our focus down. Is that fine with everyone? Please speak up, because I mean it's all of us. Oh, Skype is down.
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Yeah, Marcella.
There's a big buzzing in the background, though.
I heard.
I don't know if that's.
Oh, she's back.
I went away.
All right. Yeah, hang on just one moment. Let me get rid of this phone. Give me a moment. Right. So, like, I assume you can hear. Marcella, can you hear us? No, she's off again.
I think she just went off because there was a big buzzing, and then she probably cut, and that's when the buzzing disappeared.
Right. I don't even hear the buzz. That's strange. You obviously can.
Well, it's gone, so I think...
And she's on too.
Yeah, I'm
looking at the control panel. There are only three people on the call now. Let's give her a moment. And while I document that...
I have one comment about the look and feel. I mean, should I wait until Marcella comes back before I...
I'm back.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Can you mute? So...
You
unmute when you need to speak. Yeah, because I can see on the panel that there's a constant noise behind your line. That's probably what drives you out too. So yeah, go ahead, Ellie. I was trying to make a comment.
Sure. It was just a quick reaction to trying to target the mimic and look at the feel of the earlier summit. Just the wiki on its own has a particular look and feel, and we should just decide whether we want the summit to appear as though it's a subpage of the wiki, or to have it sort of have its slightly own variant. And I don't know how easy or difficult that would be using the PSMW. I don't know if that's clear what I'm saying.
Okay, can you repeat?
For reference,
would the look and feel just for those Summit website or for the whole wiki? Is that your question?
I was saying the first thing that we should decide is whether we want the summit to appear as though it's just a subpage or a series of subpages that are hosted on the wiki, or do we want it to appear as though the summit is sort of has its own distinct style and feel? That's the first thing. And by that, I mean, like, take a look at, as reference, I'll post this into the chat. I've been looking at the initial version that Marcela made. I posted the link there. And, like, I would assume, for example, that the bar on the left and the bar on the right are sort of the standard wiki framing that occurs. And then a question is, do we want to keep something like that? Do we want to keep something like that for the summit website? And if we do we want to keep it the same color as the rest of the... I know these are minor things, but they affect, I think, how people will perceive this site.
Okay, let's answer your fundamental question. Do we want... First of all, I mean, before we even answer that, what I would want to do is that we don't sort of enter summit content and then migrate or copy that over to another website. We want that first entry to be the single entry, and it will look good. That's number one. So the question becomes, do we want the summit to have its particular look and feel as opposed to the rest of the Ontolog content, or whether we just want it to be part of the Ontolog content? It's just another page, but much better looking now. I mean, do we even agree with the first premise that we just want information to be entered once, not sort of reprocessed to be made?
I'm on board with that, definitely.
Yeah. So we all agree. Let me capture this.
I guess this is the actual link I should have been putting in.
Okay. So, I'm open. I mean, I would even let the two of you decide. Marcella, your hand is up. Yeah, but you don't have to put up your hand. Just unmute yourself whenever you want to speak. And go back.
Okay, sorry. I don't understand what you said last about what the objective of the website. Can you repeat this a bit slowly, please?
Are you asking Peter or
Peter?
Okay. First
what
of all,
you put in the chat, we need to enter only once.
You want to me to explain what that means, right?
Okay.
Okay. Last year, we enter all the summit content onto the Ontolog Wiki, and then all that information is transposed to a website that looks different from the Ontolog Wiki.
Yes.
This year, we are putting content on the wiki as well as putting the website on the wiki. So I wanted to clarify is that content should be the website when it is first entered. So what we want to do is to make the structure around it pretty, the style sheets and everything, so that once we enter it properly, it becomes the website rather than a two-step process, as much as we can. I mean,
okay.
I would add as much as we can. Maybe sometimes we can't.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, so this is different from last year. Actually, there will still be a move because we have we are halfway through the summit and we haven't entered anything on the PSMW yet. All our stuff is still on the Ontolog Wiki. So the assumption is if we are entering it on the PSMW, then it will be just one time content entry and not sort of a reprocessed content for the website. So the next question is, do we want the summit site to look the same as the Ontolog site, or do we want it to look different? So my take is I will let both of you decide. I mean, we can all express a preference here.
Just so I'm clear, the proposed sort of basic thing that we're going to be working from is the second link I put in, the ontolog-02.sim3/wiki/trackA.
Yeah, that would be the platform we are building.
Okay, that's the platform that we're... And yeah. How easy is it in that platform to sort of have, let's say, at the top, so where it says the page, discussion, all of that, to have that top sort of frame disappear? Is it possible to hide that easily, or would that require a lot of work?
Click on main page first. Click on main page again.
Okay.
So main page, I mean, this is like Wikipedia. This is sort of the standard look and feel for MediaWiki. So if you go back to what Marcella has done on the track A page, then this is sort of a page-wise look and feel, tabs and so on, that she can put on the page. So to answer your question, is making the summit site having a different look and feel possible? The answer is yes. Do we want to do it? That's what we want sort of a collective consensus on.
Okay, just to be clear then, I did that. I'm looking at the main page and then in difference, the track A page. Both of them have sort of a bar on the left and a bar across the top. My question was, how easy would it be to have that bar across the top not appear? And I don't know the answer to that on my own. I don't know if you answered that there, Peter.
I don't know either.
I know it's possible, but I don't know whether it's possible for specific pages. We could do it across the entire wiki if we wanted to, but maybe we
can we do it under all like Ontology Summit 2013 pages? I think Ken wanted to say something as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Ken might know the answer.
Here are the I have a web page that shows you some of the skins, they call it, that are easily available on MediaWiki. By no means all of them.
Okay, good.
It's in the chat.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
we'll click on that. And you can see there is indeed quite a variety of skins.
And is it possible to have these skins to apply for certain subpages only, or does it have to be... Well, I guess I have to read the page. I don't know if that's answered or not.
I think there are ways of customizing that, yeah.
Okay. But I assume all these are sort of across a wiki instance and not sort of selective pages.
I think you can be more selective.
Really?
It's handled by... these cascading style sheet specifications.
Okay. All right.
So if you look, you'll see there's quite a variety that's available right now.
This
I also think
customize them.
I also think it's possible to apply the skins to specific pages because referata.com allows you to change the skin for each website you developed. I don't know how it is possible, but I can do this referata.
Are you looking at the page Ken gave with Ken's link, the gallery of user styles? Marcella?
Yes.
Yeah, scroll down to like under monobook derived skins.
Can you repeat, please, Peter?
Yeah, scroll down or click the link on the number one under the content, monobook derived skins. So
yes, I see.
Yeah. So there are lots of stuff. I mean, if you start from there and scroll down, huge number of selections.
Yes.
Since these are, we can call these, use this right away, right?
Yeah, these are ones you can just install.
This one is pretty close.
To do this, then to use one of these skins, then to follow last year's, then to develop a new skin so that we mimic last year's look and feel.
Yeah, the one I just posted in the chat is really similar to what was used in last year.
Oh, yeah.
Almost exactly the same thing.
Almost exactly.
Some minor changes. I mean, visually looking at it, there's one area on the left, a bunch of bars on the right, a banner, and a title. It's very, very close to what was last year.
Mm.
Just based on the visual.
I like this. We can use this skin in Ontolog CSWM?
Mm-hmm. Well, only for the summit, maybe sub-stages. I don't know if we want to do the whole Ontolog. I mean, that's a bigger question.
Yes.
Okay, so is the general sort of leaning is towards the summit having its own look and feel?
Can you repeat, please?
Okay, the earlier question was, do we want the entire PSMW site to have the same look and feel, which means then the summit content, you know, the analog content will have the same look and feel, or whether we want the summit content to have its own look and feel, differentiated from Ontolog. Yeah. So Ali has the question now. So this straw poll?
I mean, I don't feel strongly about it. I have a slight preference to having a unique look just because it makes it stand out more, but I'd be fine either way. I don't feel strongly.
Okay, Ken?
I mean, it's less work if it doesn't look.
Ken?
I'm just typing something in.
Oh, you are. Yes, Marcelo,
sorry if I misspelled something. Each user can have their own skin, so the different users can actually see a different skin.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you actually might see something different from somebody else for the same page.
But when you say user, is the content provider or the content viewer?
The content viewer.
Really?
I think that's an additional functionality that we could choose to enable. I mean, that's having another feature, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to enable that. You can also restrict which skins you allow users to use. But this is, yeah, this is for your viewer.
Okay, Marcella, you have an opinion?
I think the summit should have a different view from the Ontolog wiki.
Okay, so both of you are sort of leaning towards having a unique look. My suggestion is we try to have the same style, but maybe different banners or different colors, and use that to segregate, but try to keep things, let's say, it'll be slightly awkward and difficult for people to navigate, because maybe sometimes the menu is on the left and sometimes the menu is on the right and so on. So I would suggest this, but I will again leave that to Marcella and Ali to make the final call. Would that be okay? So maybe different look by sort of color schemes, graphics, and so on, and if possible, leave the structure intact. That might help.
Yeah, I mean, the main motivation behind me bringing this up, in just to begin with, is that a site that doesn't look as much like a wiki looks more polished, feels more polished. And maybe up until the point that we're actually editing and working on the summit, we would stick with the consistent view. But once it's sort of been finalized and we don't really expect too many more edits, maybe it would be more useful to actually have a polished presentation. Because my personal opinion is that wikis almost always look clunky. But that's just the personal.
Let me type this.
Well, as I said, you can have a user-specific skin, which means we could actually have it look quite different to other, to other users than the ones who are developing.
Okay, so the editors, the people who would actually be updating the wiki would see the traditional, the actual Ontolog wiki style. And for other people, for regular browsers, they would just see the sort of the more polished look.
Right.
Peter, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, it sounds good.
Yes, maybe. It's not clear for me how each user can select its own skin. It's easy to do that?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
I mean, and I think you can also customize it per page. They're going to have different skins on different pages, different classes of pages. It's all cascading style sheets, so in the cascading style sheet, it just has a test to see which kind of page you're on, and then uses an appropriate skin for that page.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess the bottom line is you guys make the call. But if we have a sort of have to fight between where to put resources in, I would much rather put more resources in the ontology engineering than the good looks. but that's my take, and I'm not doing the work, so your call again. Okay.
Well, you're settled on a particular skin, right? Did you pick one from the gallery?
Yeah, I think the Misty look one, I think Marcella was on board as well. That looks pretty decent. We'd see how much work it is to get something like that in parallel for different users, and if it's relatively easy, then it's settled and there's hopefully not that much to do.
Misty look?
Yeah, there's a few links. If you look at the chat, the last link, last active
1320
link chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there it is, yeah.
This skin is in the Ontolog TSNW, or we have to put a skin there to set the skin somehow there?
It's pretty easy just to configure it.
Okay.
Because we're not changing the skin.
Okay.
It's a little trickier if we want to make customizations to it.
Okay.
Okay, back to our meeting. Where were we?
So I think the other question that I have with the website, what Marcella created in her ontology was sort of how the summit is actually progressing from, a structural point of view. And Peter, you suggested that we should be building that off of the ICOM ontology for collaboration. I wonder, is that enough? Is that what we want to scope it to this year? Let's say, just to keep track of sort of the events that are going, who's participating, and the content that is being generated, where the content is still sort of a black box, or do we want to also dive into the actual content as well, whereby we might try to reuse some of the metrics that have been developed by some of the groups or the survey that is being developed by another group?
Obviously, the latter would be best. But the point I was bringing up about ICOM is in the Ontolog PSMW, in the migration from current Ontolog wiki content to the PSMW content, there's already an exercise that has been going on to at least adopt the ICOM ontology in terms of events and let's say conferences and so on. So that we will keep. What you are referring to now is sort of the ontology side of things, that is the domain specific things. The domain specific in terms of ontology, not with collaboration. And that is the piece that I was hoping, since you have already put a lot of thought into it, that we just continue what you were planning to do. But when it comes around to, let's say, how we ontologize, let's say, virtual sessions and things like that, I would like to keep our sort of connection with the ICOM standards.
So I have two follow-up questions then. Is the work that is being done in terms of the PSMW ready for us to use for this website? Can we begin integrating that? And then the other, well, I'll ask that one first and then we'll get to the second one.
Oh, there's some prototyping work that has been done. Is it ready? Maybe Ken could jump in and say, I mean, it's not huge. I mean, Ken leads the ICOM effort, so a standardization effort. So putting up those basic pieces won't be a huge challenge.
I guess a lot of that would be, I mean, you're the one who generally starts the web page and has the times and who the participants are. Although I guess some people edit and add their own names to the list of attendees and maybe upload some of their own slides, but a lot of that is already sort of captured in the templates that you use to instantiate a new event page. Is that correct?
I don't have a template. I mean, today is all freeform text on Ontolog Wiki. It doesn't even have a schema. On PSMW, there will be a schema, and that schema would try to align with ICOM. That's the point I was trying to make.
Okay, and so then in terms of it being ready, can we maybe roll out a semantic form that can capture according to that schema? Is that a realistic possibility for us?
Yes, definitely. That's almost it. not even a possibility. That's what we would probably all jointly attempt to do.
Okay.
I want Kent's comment. Kent, is that a good characterization of the situation?
Yeah, I haven't quite followed what you're getting at here.
So
ICOM is basically an ontology, and it has some implementations. It's a map to a number of different formats.
So I guess what I mean in terms of how we might use it for the Ontology Summit, it might be useful to be able to see who attended which meetings and have a query mechanism where we stored all the content in like a database that says this is the content and it was associated and it was brought by this person. So all the stuff that's there in free form but have it in some structured form that we could then query against if we want to down the line. So would we be able to have the infrastructure in place? So then, let's say when we want to create a new event page, there's a field already where you put in the attendee name. So when someone uploads it, it already, like some of that is automatically captured and put into a backend database. Is this infrastructure ready? And if it's not, might it be ready in time for us to leverage as part of the actual web page of the Ontology Summit?
Yeah, it can be.
I think the short answer is
it's not ready.
Yeah, it's not ready now, but it can be ready in short order, and we can just, among the four of us, we can just agree on a time, and then we'll have it ready.
The issue is more how you want it represented in the semantic media wiki. Because there's just, you know, semantic media wiki is not a perfect place to put ontologies. And it has some issues. I guess one of the main ones is that it really lacks the capability for putting namespaces on your properties and classes.
Okay.
So they do have a notion of namespace, but it's a totally different concept and doesn't really map to what we're talking about in ontologies. So that's kind of the big awkward one, because ICOM has a bunch of namespaces that it uses. And presumably other people want to use namespaces as well. And so we would have to have some coherent mechanism for mapping these namespaces into something on the semantic media wiki, which certainly could be done. It's just we have to have some agreement on how we're going to do it.
Right. But the simple use case that Ali just brought up, I mean, having the schema to capture, I mean, for example, I mean, who attended a meeting, that kind of thing, I mean,
right.
reduced to
all
I mean,
that
implemented
is
in semantic forms in a template, I mean, that is a piece of cake, right?
Yeah, you could just map it to it, you know,
Right.
You just have to have an agreement on how we're going to do the mapping. I've already mapped, in fact, I created the survey by mapping a simple, you know, a very simple ontology to a semantic media wiki. And it's really easy to do that at this point with the code that I have. So all I need to do is get an idea of exactly what the particular features of this mapping are going to be, and then I can just do it.
Okay, we have roughly 15 more minutes. So is it proper to now agree that maybe between Ken and Peter will give Marcella and Ellie a semantic form template or a schema as it relates to events?
Well, the normal way that you map to semantic media wiki is that each class has its own template and form. So it has a template form and even its own kind of homepage. So every class gets one of these. And then, of course, each property has its own page as well.
And then, I think we might be slightly talking past one another at this point.
I can generate all of these things from an ontology.
What I was wondering is, so for example, take the session page that we were looking at today, the organizing committee page. There's a lot of interesting information here. We have a number of events that are listed, a number of dates that are listed, titles of the events, and people worth participating. In terms of what would be used on the Ontology Summit 2013 website, the presentation itself might not look too much different. But on the back end, we might have, I don't know what ICOM uses, if it's RDS, then a triple store that has mapped, let's say, the string Nicola Guarino to being of type person, or that has mapped the date to being of type date. And all these, like, just basic annotations of the types of entities that appear on a web page. So that's what I was more thinking of in representing the ontology as individual classes as having their own web pages. I don't know if that's clear.
No, that's absolutely clear. That's how it works. Each person has their own page, and that person is an instance of the person class. And Semantic Media Wiki can represent that. And then when you enter this, you know, each page then has its own form page. So there's the page. So when you save, you then see what the page looks like. And then you can then switch to the form. And there you'll see all of the boxes that show you where you enter all of the different terms that appear on the page. So you get that idea?
Yes.
Okay, so my suggestion is we keep it fairly unsophisticated as our first exercise, and then I think we will learn a lot more after the first round, and then we can get a lot more sophisticated.
Okay.
So if you look at the survey, you will see those different aspects that I told you about. Although that's fairly simple because there's just one class, the survey, and a lot of properties. But you can have multiple classes, and each instance of a class has its own page.
Okay, wonderful. I'm going to try to find the survey page.
Okay, the page should probably be able to paste a link there.
I can get you a link to the survey page, yeah.
So then when I first asked, I had two questions. The follow-up is on the other side of things, which is representing the actual content of the event.
Oh, okay. So let's finish up on the first one first. Yeah, trying to sort of narrow down to a date that maybe Ken and Peter can deliver the schema or templates, ICOM compliant schemas and ontology schema templates to Marcella and Ellie. Ken?
So what?
I mean, if we want to deliver a sort of the ICOM compliant template to the website team.
So the deadline that you're specifying would be for the people who are supplying this, right? Not for me. I don't get it.
Okay, I mean,
it doesn't take long to produce the map.
Right, since
I know what I'm mapping.
Right, yeah. Since you know ICOM and I know the Ontolog events and how they're structured, between you and I, we could sort of put together the ontology, the schema and templates, and deliver it to Marcella and Ali. So they just take it as an input and they would sort of put their content around it, plan their content around it, plus more, plus the next thing that Ali is going to talk about. Does that make sense?
A second, I'm getting you that link.
So if you try the survey prototype, you have to put in the name of a tool. Like
you can
do tool 1, 2, 3.
And then there are a bunch of tabs. Like instructions about and fields. Okay, yeah, that would be great. That looks great.
Marcella, have you seen that?
So if you look at that,
yes.
So there is a survey prototype form, the survey prototype page. There's a survey prototype template. So and I think there's also a survey prototype category.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that pick that same link that was just posted there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, with this chat again, or anyone, try not to put any symbol, even a period, close quotation or whatever, at the end of a link. Actually, it's quite stupid and takes it as part of the link.
Okay.
So it's there are these four pages actually associated with this. And in general, that's what you have for any class. You have four such pages. But the template, the form, the category, and the page. And I actually mapped the ontology to the wiki using web services so that I just, write up the ontology, and then I run it, everything just gets mapped automatically.
Okay. Can we... Is there more to discuss with this?
So you see the idea of how this works? So what I need is, there is an ICOM ontology.
Mm-hmm.
We need to decide which parts of the ontology we want to use. All of that. So it's all this about persons and organizations and meetings, schedules.
I mean, I guess the one thing that we would want to extend it with is support for the ontology summit specific things, which is basically the tracks, and maybe the summit is a specific type of, sorry, the communique is a specific type of
document.
Information resource. I mean, I'm not too familiar with the ICOM ontology.
I think there's no problem with tracks. What we need, but the communique, I don't think there's specifically a communique notion. But we can certainly extend it to have that. But just, you know, basically tell me what you feel you want the ontology to be, and then I'll go to ICOM, pick up the necessary classes and properties, and then map them to the...
Okay. I mean, I think Marcella provided an initial list of what she thought was... useful to capture?
Just settle on that.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I reviewed what Marcella put together, and I think there needs to be a bit more discussion around those. I'll paste the link again. I just pasted the link. Wrong link. What happened?
Are we talking about the PDF document, Schema 2?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yep.
There it is. Right. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Okay, we're running out of time. I just want to quickly bring the question of whether how deep we want to go into representing the actual content of the summit. Because my inclination is that we really need to involve also the track champions. And because I think what we would need to do in order to do that is have some degree of consensus in terms of at least what the basic vocabulary is that we're using to discuss the quality and the intrinsic and extrinsic stuff. And that's a bit more ambitious thing to do.
I think that's very ambitious.
When I started doing this, I first seemed to define a kind of two levels. One with the ontology summit concept, and one with the specific topic that is about this summit, evaluate ontology evaluation and so on. But I think it's too wide to cover both.
Yeah, personally, I think if we want to really delve into the actual content of this particular summit, I mean the very fine grain things on, let's say, intrinsic aspects, extrinsic aspects. I mean, there's this huge argument even among the organizing committee on what those things really are. And there's some sort of slight regrets on having framed the discussion that way, because everything started to look that like they fall in between. So I think we would not arrive any kind of consensus, and we would just force some kind of documentation on the communique at the end of the day that is acceptable. So trying to delve into that, I think is way too much of a challenge. If our website can really go deliver the things that you asked, that you suggested earlier, I mean, who attended the conference, I mean, which were the presentations and so on, maybe which presentations were on track one, track A, on track B, those are easier.
Sure. And I mean, there's also a middle ground, which I mentioned in the email, which is that we don't necessarily represent the content, but we represent the fact that people, that this is a particular claim and this is supporting another claim. So it's sort of the argument interchange format type of view, where you're sort of agnostic in terms of what the claim itself is, but you're capturing the fact that this is being claimed. I would think that for either this one or the other one, the ideal way of doing it is to have it specified as a goal right from the beginning, so that all the track champions and the whole summit is sort of oriented around that type of representation of the work as well.
I think for the website team to stand up and drive that process would be a huge challenge, because traditionally that's driven from the communique team. Do you see what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, you've been the communique lead editor. I mean, it's usually the communique lead editor driving how it eventually gets framed and documented and delivered. So it's a wrong, I mean, even if you say you wanted to do it, it's going to get a bit of pushback, I think. So my suggestion
is we stay
simple this year, and I think we will be able to learn a lot. Semantic Media Wiki is probably not even the right platform to drive that. Maybe we capture the text, and then there will be a next level of semantically driven application that will parse the text and give us the next level of things. We will just use the Semantic Media Wiki as the content management system with a little bit of semantics this year. How about that? I have one point that I really wanted to make. I made that to Marcella earlier, is that we have the hackathon coming up, right? If our website and the schemas and the structure is already up by the time of the hackathon, then the hackathon can actually have teams or independent contributors hacking on the summit content and produce interesting output. This will be ideal. If not, then the hackathon could be an exercise whereby the website teams, I mean, namely the both of you, maybe Ken and myself and others who are interested, to get together to hack out technical issues that we might still have, or maybe improving on the ontology that's being used and tweaking things and so on. So I hope we could sort of target for the former. What do people think?
Sure, that sounds like at least a good target for us to try to get something done by.
Okay, then if we want a date, that date would be March 28th. So maybe our target is to have the website up by March 25th. Does that make a good sort of first target?
I mean, time-wise, I have some time this evening, and I'm booked the weekend of the 9-10 and weekend 23-24, but I have 16-17 that I could put some time in on this. I mean, we can try.
Okay, so target to have website up by March 25th, so that by the hackathon day, the community could hack on the website semantic contents. Defined content. So back to the schemas, the ontology for the ICOM compliant ontology. Can you and I promise them something?
How close is that ontology to what you want? I mean, you think that's nearly in current finished form?
You're asking me.
Of course, we're agreeing.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, I looked at your PDF document, and the question is that really close to what you want at this point?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's close to what, if I may interject, that's close to what Marcella thought she wanted until I sort of put in, I introduced the notion of ICOM. So I would much rather if Ken and I work, because I know the ontolog content. I probably know it more than anybody else. And Ken knows ICOM. So if between Ken and I, we can develop a schema and or an ontology and deliver that to you so that you can use it to build the website around, that might be more useful than my explaining to you all the details and then you construct another or tweak the ontology. That's what I thought. I may be wrong.
I like that.
No, that's fine. No problem. I can easily map it to ICOM.
Yeah, let's pick all the pieces you want and then map it to, not just mapping these, but restructure things the way the ontolog wiki or the whole ontolog collaborative work environment is actually a huge knowledge repository with a schema that's in my head. Sorry about this, but that's exactly why I was hoping I will work on it with Ken and then deliver it. And then after we deliver the initial one, then we'll tweak from there. So how about if we give ourselves 1 week? We'll deliver you by the schema by the 12th.
Is that okay?
And in the meantime, you work on or prototyping how you get the content over. Oh, the one other thing is on the content, Tejas Parikh, who used to be Ken's student, has some tools on content migration, particularly migrating from the Purple Wiki to the PSMW. So if there are data migration needs that you need, maybe we can draw Tejas in to help. Okay. Anything else? Oops.